Crazy Quilt. A gay patchwork of mirth and melody put together by Elvia Allman, Benny Light, Sidney Kuttner, and Lindsay McHarry. Quilt. Elvia?
Here I am, big boy.
Benny? Sid? And Mac. Take the spot, boys. Good to me.
It is raining a bit.
What do you want?
This is an hotel, isn't it?
Well, it ain't the Hay and Green store.
I'd like to register.
It ain't the place to vote, neither. Just sign your name in that there book.
Thank you.
Front? Now, just a minute till I put on my other hat, and I'll carry your satchel up for you.
Oh, you needn't mind. I'll carry it. What's my room?
Number 6 at the head of the staircase. In that little room at the end of the hall, that there's the fire escape.
Thank you.
Funny fella. Talks funny, too. Must be Italian. Let me see the book here. No. Reginald Fox Lampeep. L-L-D. L-L-D. Must be a lung and liver doctor.
Good evening.
No, it ain't a good evening, and you know it. What do you want?
What's your terms for traveling salesman?
Terms? Bums, loafers, dead cats, dead beats, no goods, and all around good for nothing. Sign your name in that there book. There's your key, and your room number's 8.
Hey,
Goodbye. Good day.
It ain't a good evening. Now, what do you want?
Well, no, it is raining pretty badly. In fact, it almost looks like the flood.
The what?
The flood. Oh, surely you've read about the flood and the ark landing on Mount Ararat?
Nope, I ain't seen a newspaper for 3 days.
Well, I think I'll just get a room.
Well, that's all I have to sell, so I have to be satisfied.
I'll just sign my name.
Yeah.
Beth? What are you going to have for breakfast?
Breakfast? Well, ain't negotiating. Is all you women folks think about is eating? Well, we'll have ham and eggs and hotcakes.
Oh, you hatch your own eggs?
Nope, we use hens.
Oh, I suppose you'll have chicken on Sunday.
Well, if they live until then, we'll have them.
Have many died recently?
16 of them in the last week.
16? Why, what's the cause of your hens dying? Illness?
Nope, automobiles.
I want to talk business with you tomorrow.
Business? What kind of business?
Well, I represent the business manager of the Traveling Salesman's Journal. And I thought you'd like to advertise.
Advertise?
Yes, advertise. It doesn't cost much. Just $50 a page.
I'm a little deep. Come closer so I can hear you, and you'd better cut that in half.
Well, you know you have to spend money to make money. Haven't you heard the old saying that for every single thing you give away, two will come back to you?
Yep, I guess you're right. Last fall, I gave away my daughter, and now her and her husband have both come back to live off me.
Now, look, I've heard about your hotel, and on the way down here, I prepared a nice ad for you. Here, just look at this.
Yep, it's both good and original, but I ain't going to use it.
Why not?
Because the part that's good ain't original, and the part that's original ain't good. Nope. I knew a feller once, Hank Casebeer, right here in this town. He used advertising once, and now he don't have to worry no more about going to the poorhouse.
Well, I should say not.
Nope, he's there. No, ma'am, I ain't going to advertise.
Well, why not?
Because once when I was running a general store in this town, I tried advertising, and it dang near ruined me.
Ruined you? How?
Well, the folks all come for miles around and bought all the stuff I had in the store.
Yes, that was my somebody new. Yes, that was my somebody who filled your pot when you got too darn good for me. I was blue, now I'm in clover again. What I lost, I found all over again. He walks like you, he talks like you, says pretty little things just the way you do. I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you. He pouts like you, he doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you. Time and time I've called him by your name, and our love I never have denied. But he says if I love him half as much as I love you, he'd be satisfied. He sighs like you, he has eyes like you. I hope he never tells those lies like you. I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you. Oh, he walks like you, he talks like you, says pretty little things just the way you do. I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you. He pouts like you, he doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you. Time and time I've called him by your name, a love I never have denied. But he says if I love him half as much as I love you, he'd be satisfied. He sighs like you, he has eyes like you. May he never tell a little lie like you. I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you.
Right this way, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Watch your step.
Is the prisoner dangerous?
Well, he's He's shot two deputies and a jailer so far.
Goodness.
He's a pretty tough baby, all right.
Heavens, where does he get the guns?
Oh, the sheriff lets him play around with them to keep him out of mischief.
My, is he asleep now?
Oh, no, he ain't asleep.
Well, what in the world are we whispering for?
I ain't whispering. I've got laryngitis.
The daisies, the daisies wouldn't tell their story. But they were overheard, a four-leaf clover heard, and now it's not a secret anymore.
The clover told the cow told the chickens never knew before. They couldn't wait to tell the farmer in the dell, and now it's not a secret anymore.
Now the farmer flew to his daughter, who was the apple of his eye.
The apple of his eye.
She confessed what a father guessed, that every sunny day we were making hay, hay.
He told his wife, the wife told the neighbors, it finally reached the parson's door.
The parson shook his head, he knew that we were wed, now it's not a secret anymore. Now, I told Marlene.
Marlene told Del Rio.
Del Rio told John Barrymore.
Mm-hmm. John was so impressed.
He had to tell Mae West.
And now it's not a secret anymore.
Mae rushed off the set to tell Barbara Stanwyck.
Barbara stood at Keeler's door.
When Keeler found her voice.
She rushed to Peggy Joyce. And now it's not a secret anymore. Mickey Mouse got word, Sally Eilers heard, and it wasn't long until she told Somerville.
Slim did well when he told Blondell, even Georgie Red heard it shortly after.
He told Maurice.
Maurice wired Winchell, it's just what he'd been waiting for.
Durante, he'll disclose, has just insured his nose, and now it's not a secret anymore.